In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. As I was thinking about today, I kept thinking about what we have going on today. So what are the two things that are happening today? What's the first thing that we're doing today? Tell me. Godparent, Godchild Sunday. Absolutely. And what's the second thing that's happening today? The Super Bowl. That's right. And that's how we're going to begin this morning's homily, talking about the Super Bowl. So I was thinking a lot about the Super Bowl since it's today. And I was thinking about all of these athletes, right? I was thinking about these men with you know, there's hundreds of thousands of Americans, and there are only a certain amount of men that have the physical ability to do what these men do. And I was thinking about them, right? I was thinking about the talents that the Lord has given them, right? The gifts that the Lord has given them. And we can list them all, right? Some of them are enormous. Like, if you've ever seen these linebackers, I mean, these guys are huge, right? So they were given this physical size from our Lord, right? They were given height. They were also given a lot of strength, right? Most of these guys are quite strong. They were also given speed. They were given this gift of being able to move really, really fast. A lot of them are quite agile as well. A lot of them have really, really good reflexes. And we could list off all the different talents that it takes to be able to become an NFL athlete. But then you have these athletes that have made it to the Super Bowl, right? So what does that mean? Because it's one thing to have talent, but then there's something else you have to do, right? And I think all of us know what that is. You have to work, right? These guys may have the size, the strength, and the speed, and the agility, but they have to actually use these talents. They have to actually put these talents to work. They have to practice and practice and practice and probably practice a little bit more. And when they don't want to practice anymore, guess what they probably do? Yeah, good. Question and answer. Good job. Yeah. They practice a little bit more, right? And they do this so they can reach their potential, right? They do this so they can reach their potential. And their potential is found in what we're going to see today. So why am I telling you this? Because today we just heard the Lord tell us that all of you have received talents as well. Now, we may not be, well, I know I'm not a giant football player, but we have all of us who are here today have received something. God has given us talents. And today we're being reminded why it is so important for us not only to first recognize that we have them, but second, to put them to use. We are being told today that you have these gifts on loan, and you need to do something with them. So today, my friends and my family in Christ, it's important for us to consider this gospel reading and to consider the gifts that all of us have and the reason why we need to use them. So today we're reading from the gospel according to St. Matthew, and we're in this 25th chapter. And I urge all of you, when you go home today, to actually take a look at the 25th chapter, to read it from the beginning until the end. Because what you see here today are at least three parables which are really important. The first parable I think all of us have heard of before, it's called the parable of the wise virgins. Right? I think we remember that one. You had these five wise virgins who had enough oil, and you had the five who did not have enough oil. Right. And then you have today's parable, and then the last parable you have we're going to read a little bit later on, and it's called the parable of the last judgment. Each of these parables are reminding us first and foremost to be ready, because our Lord is going to come back one day. And today's parable is telling us what we're supposed to be doing while we're waiting. Today's parable is telling us that we're not supposed to just be sitting around, but we're supposed to be doing something. So the parable begins with this landowner who goes on this journey, and he leaves his property, right, with the different servants. So each one of them gets a certain amount of the property. And that talent is basically a lot of silver, right? So each of them gets this big lump of money, any leaves. And we realize that the first two were able to do something with their talents, right? They didn't just sit around. They were given this talent, but they multiplied it. They were given this talent, but they used it. They used it to the fullness of its potential, right? The other one did not, right? The other one actually, when the Lord comes back and asks him, what did you do with it? Who does he blame that he didn't use the talent? He blames the Lord. He says, well, I was afraid of you, so I buried it, and I did nothing with it, with the talent that I was given. We have to reflect on this because we have to remember that each and every one of us has been given something as well. And we can list those things, right? All of us have been given our church family. And that is a talent. That is a gift that you have been given. All of us have been given families. Each of us has been given something. And what we're supposed to do with it is to use it. To use it to the fullness of its potential. And the most important way that we are to use this talent is to allow others to see Christ in us. To not be a stumbling block, as Saint Paul talked about today, to others being able to find Christ. But to be those people that offer our gifts to them freely so they can know what we already know. So they can see Christ in us and get to know him a little bit better. I want to leave you all with one last thought. I remember when our kids were younger and they would have their friends come over, I would usually watch the kids, right? Because when they were really little, I wanted to see how they would interact and how they would play. And our kids, thank God, were blessed with a lot of toys, right? They had a lot of gifts, right? And as I was watching, I was always watching to see, were they going to share these gifts, right? Or were they going to snatch it away when the other child was playing, right? Were they going to allow the gifts that they've been given to bring joy to the little child that's there? Or were they going to be stingy with their toys? I tell you this because there's someone who's watching all of us as well. And his name is God, right? And he's watching us. He's watching us to see what we are going to do with the gifts that we have all been given. He's watching us to see, are we going to use these gifts to the fullness of their potential, not only to be a benefit for me and my family, but to be a benefit for all of you who are here. And not only for all of you who are here, but those who have yet to know who Christ is. He is watching to see what we are going to do with these gifts. And when he returns, he's going to ask us, what did you do with them? And my prayer is that we all hear, well done, good and faithful servants. So today, as we watch these giant men on the screen with these wonderful talents that they have, I hope that you think about the talents that our Lord has given you. And I hope that you pray a little bit about the different ways that you can use your talents to the fullness of their potential, not for our own glory, but for the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.